The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
So it was shocking news yesterday, Terence, and it was everyone's hearing about it. It's in the newspapers, it's on social media. It is, people are panicking because of the crime situation, the wave of crime that's hitting Westville.
100%. And just to recap, last week I brought a story about this crime wave in Westville. The residents fed up with the intervention from the city formed their own neighborhood watches and that kind of thing to address the issues. But the neighborhood watch itself faced a barrage of bullets from AK-47s, which these guys are armed with. Eventually, Deputy Mayor Fawzia appeared, met with the community and promised she would look into the matter personally and urgently.
Yeah.
And some of the solutions that were recommended were more cameras, more visible policing, and a satellite police station to complement the SAPs who are under-resourced in the area.
Yeah.
So I caught up with her this week. Councillor Peer, following that meeting with the community, what solutions have you put in place?
Remember, it's not going to be a quick fix solution. But just 3 days, or I would say 2 days after that meeting, we immediately put up a satellite station there. We do have CCTV cameras there that can zoom in to all the exits and entrances. I asked them to use dog vehicles to cover all the exit entrance points, all escape routes. Also, we have the horse units, and you must know horses are able to go into bushes, you know. And also, we brought about some, I think, motorcycle members too, for quick back response. Also, these blue light patrols around the areas, you know, to increase the high police visibility and stop any form of movement in the place, with any criminal activities. I think we're working quite well.
That's great. How sustainable is the solution?
You know, the solution to our issues are not just in more armed manpower, but rather long-term sustainable approach that will see constructive communications between, you know, all stakeholders and the community.
You know, you mentioned cameras in the area. How many cameras are there, and how many are actually functional?
Well, we have two cameras, and, you know, cameras are quite expensive, I must say. There are two, but I believe the one near Pavilion, the cables have been stolen. So it's very expensive to get those cables on, and because emergency comes under me, I'm the chair of security and emergency, so I have asked Mr. Vincent Gubani to look at that and try and put the cables on, so we do have that CCTV camera working, and also the one from the satellite station, and that will give us some good results, I think.
Councillor Peer, is there actual crime intelligence that's been collected which you're using as the basis to implement these solutions?
Well, you know, there are some crime intelligence that are working within, but we have to, you know, it's just about more or less few weeks. One has to get into it properly.
So, it still doesn't answer the age-old question for me. So, you secure one area, the syndicate moves to your neighbors, and then they move to those neighbors and those neighbors. I'd like to know from you, do you have any solutions that you think that you as a community could come up with to curb crime?
So, we're chatting to Councillor Fawzia Peeve, the Deputy Mayor of Durban, and you asked a question earlier about this is just Westville. Yeah. You know, there are other communities that are also racked with crime. Yeah. I did ask her about this. Councillor Peeve, you know, Westville is not the only crime-affected area in Durban, if not the country.
That's what I wanted to tell you, that Westville is not the only area. I'm getting calls from all over. I just met the CPF chair of Chatsworth last night, you know, and he said to me, you know, something has to be done in Chatsworth because the crime out there is really bad.
And so at the meeting, somebody asked about declaring Westville a special rates area, an SRA. The proposal seemed to have been mooted, but is this not a reasonable solution?
Indeed, it is. A very good solution. As a matter of fact, SRA, the special rating areas, are recognized and it's supported by the city. You know, when I was the chair of finance and procurement, SRA was under me. And we really impressed upon upon community to form, to establish the SRAs.
So I think the criticism, Councillor, is that the process of getting the area declared an SRA is so long. Is there no way to speed up that red tape process?
Well, you know, if we could speed up all the bureaucracy in this municipality, I must say everything would have been done overnight. One has to follow red tape and bureaucracy. We did have a serious problem once before, which took place in Chatswood, and we don't want to go back to that. And all loose ends have to be tightened. And it will take time, and of course, I'm looking at it, and I'm sure in the next few days we'll give them some answers to this.
So from what you describe, it seems that everything is under control. So do you think that the community in Westville is overreacting?
No, not at all. I wouldn't say they are overreacting. I'm from Westville, and I know that the crime situation was escalating, and definitely one couldn't tolerate that at all, and one had to do something very quick.
So let's forget about Westville. What is the city's commitment to fighting crime in Durban as a whole?
The city is fully committed, and my personal involvement in this matter is proof enough of that commitment. We view and treat all the people of Itigweni equally, and we'll use our best efforts, Terence, towards resolving the issues going forward.
So our question to you is, what solutions do we have as a community to combat crime?
All right, so I'm JP from the Westville North Community Cowies Hill Projects, and you know, with the recent crime that we've had, we've managed to get the communities together and establish some funds that we can install cameras. We currently have 36 live cameras monitored by a control room that is completely community-based run, so we basically watch cameras 24/7 in the control room. It's actually proven to be quite a handy tool to have, and has prevented quite a few incidents and assisted with arrests.
That's close to your
that
solution.
That is fantastic. Well, you know, they asked to be declared a special rates area. Mm. So what happens is you have to get 66% buy-in from the community. Yeah. They pay in, say, like 200 Rand or something to the municipality. Yeah. The municipality then appoints a Section 21 company to manage those resources. And then they appoint other... And then they deal with resources like cameras and security and that kind of thing. And for me, that is probably
the best solution.
The best solution.
A whole bunch of solutions.
And before I go, Darren, I just want to say that I received quite a number of posts on Facebook and Twitter and whatever from people saying, why are you just handing Westville? You know, it is an affluent community and that kind of thing. You need to be looking at other places. Mm. But I don't have a crystal ball. The community came to me. So if you want your issues looked at, you need to actually... write to me.
Yes.
My email's on the blog, so do that as opposed to attacking me for not...
Don't be a hater on Facebook and on Twitter. Email Terence and he will address your issue. That's what you just said.
Yeah.
All right. And your email address is on your blog piece, which is on our website right now, ecr.co.za. Thanks, Terence.
Thanks, Darren.
And hopefully something gets done about this horrible crime in Westville.
Apparently it is.
Darren, Kerry and Sky. East Coast Breakfast.